Senator Cropsey, first I'd like to ask you a little bit about your career in politics. I know you were in Michigan House and Senate. Could you give me a brief summary of...
Yeah, I was first elected to the Michigan House in 1978, then I was elected to the Michigan Senate in 1982. Served 2 years in the House and one 4-year term in the Senate. I was out of the legislature for a while. Then back in 1992, I came back into the Michigan House, served there, and then for 6 years under term limits. And then a couple years later, after I left the legislature, I ran for the Senate and was elected to the Senate and served for 8 years in the Senate, worked on the Department of Corrections budget, and also chaired the Judiciary for the first 4 years. And then the second 4 years, I was the floor leader in the Michigan Senate.
Thank you. And now you work with the Judiciary?
I now work with the Attorney General of the State of Michigan, Bill Schuette, yes.
Okay, thanks. Why did you enter politics as a Christian?
Because at that time, we had a lot of Christian schools that were just starting up. They were coming under, in essence, pressure from the state to meet the to meet requirements of the state that the Christian schools said that goes against our religious beliefs. So I said we need to get involved, because if Christians don't get involved, we become the fodder in the culture wars or in the wars that were going on at that time. And so that's really what got me involved in it.
Okay, what would you say is the biggest challenge you faced as a Christian in politics?
Oh, just maintaining an effective influence. It was the biggest challenge. Sometimes you do that best by being the no vote. Other times you do that best by working. You always have to work with your fellow colleagues, but sometimes you can say, hey, I can't go any further. That's a line I can't cross. And it's finding out where those lines are.
What would you list as the main reward of serving God through politics?
Oh, I think... one of the beautiful things about serving in Michigan politics at that time was Michigan was one of the toughest states to homeschool in or do Christian schooling in. We had a few notable cases. Eventually, we won those cases in court, and then to see after those court cases is to see the legislation passed that in many cases enshrined what was in the court decision on that. In Michigan, we have total freedom to educate our kids at home. The Christian schools have total freedom. And so that was, and then just maintaining it against the influences in the state capitol that want to try and take it over again.
Would you say that's your most important accomplishment then as a Christian in politics?
I think for my dad also served in the legislature, and I think from that standpoint that was probably our most important accomplishment. The other very important accomplishment that I was able to work with was doing the Marriage Protection Amendment here in the state of Michigan. Worked very closely in getting that involved in the legislature. When we couldn't get it through the legislature, then worked closely with the people who did a petition drive. Then that was successfully passed by the people of the state of Michigan, so one man, one woman marriage is enshrined in our state constitution.
What are the main issues then in modern politics that should concern Christians today?
I think the main issue that should concern Christians is dealing with the freedom of conscience. In our healthcare industry, we see this with the Catholic Church right now in particular, although I think this is true of all Christians. The contraception issue in the Catholic Church, Obamacare forcing them to say you have to have insurance that covers this. Eventually, that will probably include abortion. In fact, there's a lot of discussion as to whether abortion drugs are covered in the Obamacare legislation, which we think it is. And eventually coming down to in our universities, where our Christian students are going into secular universities trying to get a degree like in counseling and perhaps eventually in medicine, where they're going to be saying you can't get your degree unless you do things that are against your religious convictions. So freedom of conscience issues, I think, are going to be a critical area that we see right now here in Michigan. and I think will continue to be a critical area.
Those freedom of conscience issues show up in everything from healthcare legislation, which
right into in our universities, where we have had a young lady who was almost a straight A student going to get a degree in counseling, saying that she could not counsel homosexuals as far as affirming their homosexual relationship, and she was kicked out of the program at Eastern Michigan University because of her religious beliefs. The courts eventually threw it out, but then the Court of Appeals reinstated the case, so she will have her day in court. But I think that this is going to be more and more of an issue on the secular universities trying to put the Bible-believing Christians into a spiritual ghetto.
So I guess this actually leads into the next question. What basic advice, then, would you give to a Christian who's interested in seeking office?
Oh, I think by all means do so. You know, be wise in the way you do it. You don't want to have several different Christians splitting up the vote or several different conservatives splitting up the vote and allowing somebody to get a plurality of the vote and thereby get into office. Sometimes the best thing to do is to say, you know what, this other candidate believes like I do, I'm going to support him or her. But to get involved in the campaigns, perhaps become a candidate.